You're listening to episode 66 of the Immigrants of Toronto podcast. Today, I'm welcoming two guests to the podcast, Gunjan and Farhan. They're originally from India, but met in Dubai. Gunjan and Farhan, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Oscar. Good to be here.
Welcome to the Immigrants of Toronto podcast, aiming to open people's minds through real stories of immigration. And now your host, Oscar Sasena.
Hello, Gunjan and Farhan. As I was saying, you are the first couple that I'm interviewing. I'm usually interviewing one person at a time. So I'm really excited to have you both at the same time here. Why don't we get started by telling myself and telling the audience, who are you? What do you do? Like a brief introduction of yourselves.
Yeah, sure. I'm Gunjan Kafil. I'm a communications professional, primarily working with large corporations managing communications, internal and external. And other than work, I enjoy being outdoors, exploring the city and this beautiful country. And that's it about me.
All right. My name is Farhan Oscar. I am a civil engineer and a contracts professional. I work in the construction industry. That's been my background all my life. And I also enjoy hiking, traveling and running. Pretty much an outdoorsy person as much as Gunjan.
Perfect. Yeah. And I'm happy that you say that you both are very outdoors. Outdoorsy persons. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. I like, because I know we were talking before we were recording about a trip that you made to Canada before you moved here. And I want to get into that. But before we get into that, I want to ask you, because I know that even though you both are originally from India, you met in Dubai and you lived there for a bit. How was the life there? Like, why did you decide to migrate? And why don't we start, Gunjan, maybe you can ask this and then we'll ask Farhan to jump in with anything else, because I'm curious about, because Dubai is a very interesting place. I've never been there, but I find it very interesting. So what made you move from the heat of Dubai to the coldness of Canada?
You nailed it exactly. The heat of Dubai to cold of Canada. So I went to Dubai very early, right after my graduation. I spent about 14 years, having a great career, meeting some amazing friends. And Dubai also afforded me an ability to travel around the world, see so many places, about 40 mm-hmm. countries in and around the region. And, having lived there for 14 years and really enjoying everything that Dubai brought to me. But then I also reached a stage, okay, what next from there, you know? And of course, the lure of Canada and the vast land, which also has so many amazing features to look and travel around, right? So yeah. One of the biggest reasons why I decided to move was I was ready for a change in scenery, like from the sand dunes to the snow, right? Yeah. Also, at the same time, I wanted to move to a place which allowed me to continue my outdoor explorations. And, which better place than the second largest country in the world?
Yeah, that's a good point. So what about you, Farhan? How was your life there? And what did you decide to move here? Besides Gunjan, of course.
Yeah, so I came to Dubai as a young professional myself, early on in my career, attracted by the amazing construction scene in Dubai. They were building some fancy projects there, things that were superlative, in everything's biggest, tallest, largest, fastest, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I initially came for a couple of years and thought, I'll probably go and do some more study, But I got hooked 2 years into it. I said, no, this is the place. Like, that was quite a challenging place to be for a young professional in engineering. And I really enjoyed every moment there. And, before you realize it was 15 years, we lived there. And, I did get to travel a fair share myself because Dubai allows you a lot of time to travel. And it's geocentrically located, so that helps as well. Most of the world is between 2/3 distance of the world or population of the world is close to about 7 hours or 8 hours flight away, right? So that helps. And like I said, there was a lot of fun there, meeting a lot of nationalities. Dubai has about 200 plus nationalities living and working together. Okay. It's a great experience. You get really cosmopolitan in your outlook towards life. And then we also met a few Canadians and we were quite inspired by, their nature and humility and welcoming approach. And when we decided, we want to move to another country, obviously the first choice was Canada. And, you know, that brought us here. And, you know, we came here in 2018 and we're loving it ever since.
That's amazing. And I mean, you were saying that there's a lot of nationalities back in Dubai and all that. So I'm assuming seeing the multiculturalism that Toronto has was not a surprise for you at all.
Oh, no, definitely not. Yeah, it was just a shift from, like, say, from the very hot to the very cold.
Like Gunther was saying.
Yeah, definitely. It's a great place to be. Very welcoming, quite active, very lively, you know, all kinds of cuisine and culture everywhere. It's really a melting pot, to be honest, you know.
Yeah. And I can easily say that diversity is a way of life in Dubai. When you see so many people, like I have had colleagues from four or five nationalities, it was very common to work with people who didn't speak your language.
Yeah, yeah, that's a really good point, because at least here you can see that most people speak English, even that some people might not speak English perfectly. At least you can get along with kind of like half broken English. So it's fine. But yeah, that's a really good point. We were just talking about Toronto, but I'm really excited for you guys to tell me about your trip, because I know, because I talked to you two before we started recording, but whoever is listening, they don't know what you did and what was this trip about that I've been talking for, like giving glimpses in the last few minutes. So why don't you tell us, why did you decide to take the trip and why it was important for you to do it before moving and settling in Toronto?
You know, like travel is a great experience. You know, it teaches you many things. And having traveled extensively around Dubai, I always had a leaning towards travel as a way of learning things. Mm-hmm. And when we decided to move to Canada, it was also a good time to take a break, you know, and switch off from our life in Dubai and switch into the life of Canada. At the same time, we were mindful that, you know, once we get into the job market and start working, we may not have the luxury of a lot of time. So we decided, right, you know, we want to switch off from our current mindset of living in Dubai to the Canadian lifestyle. We also want to learn about Canada a lot and embrace the culture and the landscapes and and the people and the community of our new home. And what mm-hmm. better way than to actually, you know, jump right in and see the country and explore it. So we decided, we made a conscious decision of actually, you know, before embarking into settling into Canada, we actually travel around Canada and mm-hmm. see it. So we took this amazing trip from Toronto all the way to Taktayaktak, which is in the Northwest Territories. We went all the way west to Vancouver, up north to British Columbia, Yukon, and the Arctic Ocean. And I must say that it was a trip of a lifetime. And more than anything else, it made us understand that how vast Canada is. You know, our right. definition of large and big has changed. You know, we've had roads that we've traveled for 400 kilometers and not seen people or seen very few people, you know, places that are in their full glory from a natural landscape point of view, you know, because there have been no roads or not enough habitation from humans. So, it really helped us to appreciate Canada a lot more. I mean, you know, big cities are big cities with a few changes in the features. They are more or less similar with shops and stores and people and parks. But it's only when you go out and see these vast landscapes and see how people have lived through centuries in these sometimes harsh climates, right? Mm-hmm. You learn to appreciate your city life also a lot more.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that you're traveling around there, and you were thinking like, I think I'm gonna start like praising like AC and heat during the winter.
Yes, absolutely.
So what about you, Farhan? And what did you like about the trip? Because it sounds amazing. And I don't think Gunjan, you mentioned in the beginning, but it was an RV trip. So you were driving all the way to Northwest Territories and then all the way south to British Columbia. So how was it for you?
Yeah, so I have always fancied road trips rather than air travel. Mm-hmm. That's my preferred way of traveling. And I think Gunjan and I have got a hang of it a few years ago. So when I was in Dubai, I and a couple of other people used to run a travel and adventure group, and we used to do long overland trips. And we've done like trips over 10,000 kilometers, starting from Dubai and going all the way to Europe. And that was the kind of travel that, you know, resonates with me, meeting people, being in the middle of nowhere, not having a real foolproof plan as to where you're going to sleep tonight and so on. But that's what travel is, right? There's an adventure element to that. And we wanted to do the same thing in Canada. So when we arrived, we bought a camper, and we said, you know, this is the best way to live in it, live in the wilderness, by the glaciers, by the waterfalls, you know, near mountains, you know, in the forests, meet people, stay in First Nations, understand their way of life as hunter-gatherers, understand what brought the original settlers into Canada, you know, a few hundred years ago, because that's the real Canada, isn't it? You know, unlike Toronto, which is pretty much like any metropolis in the world, it doesn't represent Canada on the whole, right? It's only a small element. So that was the whole idea about it. Plus, as Gunjan said, before we start getting busy with our professional lives here, it was kind of a gap year we wanted to take and explore the country and learn about it and know the history. And I think we got a fair idea by doing that travel and meeting the people we met on the trip.
And I think that's what you said is very, very true, because even though, like, I really love Toronto, like I always say that, I think I said that every podcast, but it's right. You're right. It's a city. It might not represent Canada as a whole, because how many big cities does Canada have? You can count them with your hand. So
correct.
If you think about the how big the country is and how many small towns or even settlements are around it, is like Toronto is like, yeah, it's a city and it's part of Canada, but it's not 90% of Canada, right?
Yeah. And to put something into perspective, you know, we've also been to a place which has 8 permanent residents throughout the whole year. So it's a small place. Wow. Yes, it's a small town, you can say, primarily to help travelers between Inuvik and Tuktoyaktuk. And it has 8 people who live in that place throughout the year. So that's the size of that settlement.
8 people?
Yes.
Well, that's, I'm pretty sure that my family in Mexico is bigger. Like, it's 3 times the size of that town. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I think it's a really, really interesting trip. And how long did it take you to do all that? Because you said you came to Toronto, you started your trip from here, and then you drove all the way north and then all the south. And how much time did it take?
So we spent about 5 months on the road, but some of that was also in the US.
Okay.
So we were kind of in Texas and heading to Mexico, your home country, when the pandemic stopped us on our tracks, and we came back to Toronto from there. But the most part was in Canada. We did about 22 to 24,000, I can't remember the number now, but kilometers on the road. So pretty long, I would say.
Yeah.
Mostly out in the wilderness, avoiding big cities, because that was not the goal. We wanted to see the country and the nature that abounds in Canada.
Like Farhan mentioned, you know, we slept by the glacier, we slept under the northern lights, we saw black bears, brown bears, we saw moose, and all of these people in their natural habitat, in their natural way. We also got to see the berry season, the salmon season, the season when salmon runs. So we were almost like living in a National Geographic documentary. and that's the kind of experience that we really cherish, because this was not like a forced enclosure where animals are put up for display. This is animals going about their lives, you know.
Right,
so they're sitting and, you know, or trying to eat berries without any cares for all the traffic around them, excited about looking at these bears.
Yeah, no, I think, the more you tell me about this, the more excited I get that maybe at some point before I'm not too old, I'm going to do something like that. I don't know if 5 months, I don't know if I'll be able to survive outside of a city for 5 months, but I get what you're saying, right? You wanted to leave this this part of Canada that most people don't live, that especially when you live in a city like this one. It's a big city. It's a fast-paced city. You wake up, you go to work, you grab a coffee on the way, then you have lunch. I was gay outside, but after a year of the pandemic, it's not happening anymore. But no, I get the magic of doing this type of trips before that. And just going back, you were doing this trip. You said you were in Texas when the pandemic hit. And then you moved, you to turn around, you didn't reach Mexico, and you came back to Toronto. So you basically moved here, even though you were here before the pandemic. When you really landed in the city that you decided to live in was when the pandemic started, right?
Right. Yeah, that's correct. Like when you say living, as in living like normal human beings.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like living not on vacation, like living on day-to-day life. So how was it? I mean, I've interviewed a couple of people that arrived during the pandemic, but I know that everybody's experience is different. So I'm curious about what you guys experience when you got here, especially after living so many months enjoying freedom. Then you came to Toronto, and it was a 2-week lockdown that keeps going. So how was it? What was the experience?
So I will like to start here. You know, we actually saw the lockdown happen in real life before the Prime Minister announced border closures with the US. We were tracking the situation. The World Health Organization had already declared the pandemic, and we were tracking about the situation in the countries south of US. And we saw that a lot of Central and South American countries were closing borders overnight. And this obviously raised a flag for us. And we thought, okay, you know what? Let's be a little cautious and return. At first, our plan was, okay, let's go to Mexico. We are planning to spend 5 weeks there. And hopefully by 5 weeks, you know, things will be back to normal. And then we see that, you know, countries are closing borders without any kind of end date. So like, especially Central American countries had no end date about when they will reopen. And that kind of gave us a flag that, no, maybe this is more serious than we really understand. And in the morning, we decided that, you know, let's return to Canada. And guess what? In the afternoon, Prime Minister says, "Yo, we are closing our borders with US." And we almost panicked because we were like, "You're not sure if we will be able to reach Canada because it's about 2,000 kilometers, you know." And we quickly read through the articles, and thankfully, they were allowing residents and citizens to return. That gave us a sigh of relief. But we drove 2 days straight, 2,200 kilometers from Texas to Toronto, one straight line up north. And on the way, we actually started seeing how stores were shutting down. We could not even buy coffee, you know, like Starbucks and coffee shops were shut. They would not allow us to bring our own cups to get refill coffees, which is norm. And along the way, you know, most of the stores were closing down. You can almost get that scary pandemic feeling because you're passing through cities where everything is closing, right? And I think the day the border closed, that was the day we made it in the evening, like the day previous day we made it. And I cannot tell you what a relief we felt when we crossed that border from Detroit to Windsor. Even just returning was such a run, you know, to be able to make it in time for safety.
Yeah. So when we came, I think we still were living that wild dream that perhaps someday we may be able to continue and enjoy the summer. Mm-hmm. But after a month into the pandemic and lockdown, we quickly realized that it's not going to happen. So we decided to part ways with our camper. We said if someone else wants to, you know, enjoy it, we actually sold it. And then we realized, you know what, we need to start thinking about what are we going to do this year? Because remember, it was supposed to be a break year, right?
Right.
A gap year. So now we had time on our hand, but no plans really, which is normal for me, by the way. But and then we quickly started thinking about, okay, let's start looking for work. Let's start getting our, you know, place to stay and so on. We couldn't go out and meet people very much because, you know, of the restrictions. So thankfully for us, we were living in downtown Toronto by the lake. So it was quite, you know, such a happy feeling that you could go out and take walks by the lakeside and do running or, you know, things like that. So this is what we did. You know, we whiled our time away, started thinking about what we were planning to do, started looking for work. It was difficult. I must agree, you know, as has been the case with most immigrants who came in 2020. Mm-hmm. It was not a run in the park, to be honest.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because I know, I mean, I witnessed a few of my friends that lost their jobs, especially when the pandemic started. And again, like, it's a year after the 2-week lockdown began, and you can still see small businesses that keep on closing, that maybe they try to stay open for a year and they manage barely, and now they're closing. So that's the other thing I wanted to ask you. Like, as a newcomer, was it difficult for you to get a job, especially in the field that you're at, both of you? So because, I mean, some people say, like, you know what, I'm going to get a survival job just to get by. But in your case, it was a little different. You were planning to take a gap year, enjoy it, and it's like, well, now I need to look for a job. What did you do, and how was your experience in that?
I must say that, like everybody has said, it was not easy, you know, because people were still trying to get used to networking online or connecting online, right?
Right.
Okay, now Zoom calls have become the norm, but that was not the case earlier. So first things first, I had to try and wrap my head around the sense of loss that I felt about losing our gap year, right? Yeah, the trip. Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'd planned for a long, long time. So there was that emotional, grief about. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about me coming and looking for work. I'm looking for work because I've lost something that I held very dearly, a dream that, right, you know, I wanted to fulfill, and I was right in the middle of. So that was an emotional thing that I needed to work on myself. You know, the world was suffering, so it would have been very silly for me to say, oh, but I still want to travel. Right? So, but just coming to terms with that was something that took time for me to do. And then after that, I started looking out. I was very clear that I enjoy communications a lot. And mm-hmm. even if it takes me a bit longer, I will try to hold on and find work in my own area of field, because it's something I'm also very passionate about. And, mm-hmm. and I enjoy doing it. So, like they say in Canada, whom you know is also important, right? So I tried to start networking through LinkedIn. And I must say that because many people were working from home, a lot of people were generous with their time, who would guide me and talk to me and be ready for coffee chats. And maybe it was more time efficient for them as well as for me to do it online than to do it in person. And then mm-hmm. in that way, I joined a communications association to meet more local communicators, who also guided me to resources and people and webinars. And some of them opened their networks to me, right? Like mm-hmm. connecting me to other people. And through someone, through this networking, I managed to get my first gig. It was a short-term contract position, but it was in my field and it was something that I was interested in. So that's how I started. But I must say that I spent a lot of time networking through LinkedIn, attending webinars, trying to get a sense of the communication landscape in Canada and in Toronto in particular.
Yeah, and I think you nailed it, because especially when you're coming to a new country, you don't know the culture, you don't know a lot of things, and then you're forced to learn the culture online from your living room or bedroom, depending on where you're at. But what I mean is, like, you cannot go out and meet someone for a coffee and maybe spend an hour talking to them. It's like, okay, I'm going to give you 30 minutes on a video chat, and that's it, right? So, yeah, I think it was a bit challenging. So, what about you, Farhan? Because I know your field, you mentioned you're a civil engineer, so it's a bit different than Gunjan's. Did you find it challenging as well?
I think yes. Everyone probably in the last year has had similar experiences. We did talk to a lot of people who arrived last year. And obviously, we were not prepared. Nobody was prepared for online information sessions and lots of virtual coffees and virtual dinners and so on. And after a while, to be honest, people on the other side also started getting, not very comfortable doing it a lot. Like, they were getting so many requests from people who wanted to chat with them. And they had work to do. They were still learning how to work from home and still deliver. Everything was under lockdown. So it was a different experience, I would say. Something that nobody can prepare you for. I mean, this is one of those things. It was forced upon you. You were in the deep, and you needed to know how to swim. So we did that. And fortunately for both of us, having worked a lot in Dubai and met a lot of people you know, understanding culture and reaching out to people was never a challenge. The bigger challenge was getting people to spare time, right? Because it was a busy time and people were extremely, I would say, concerned about what's going to happen. When are we going back to work, if at all, this year or not? What's happening with the vaccine? Is it going to come anytime soon? When are we going to go out and meet friends and family and, you know, things of that kind? Everything came to a grinding halt. It was all a matter of unknown. And we kind of waded through that, you know, to be honest, trying to, you know, make our way through the maze, really. And I did meet a lot of exciting people in that process, right? A lot of professionals who guided me with their experience. And fortunately for both of us, we were able to find jobs through networks and meet people. And, you know, eventually here we are, you know. So it does take a while, but if you have a focus and you're committed to the cause and you're open to meeting people, you know, you will get where you want to be.
And I mean, we're approaching to the end of the episode, but I don't want to let you go before I ask you a couple of questions. So this one is a little tricky because I usually ask, what's the thing that you like the most about Toronto for people who have been in the city for a while? So some people say like, oh, going to the stadium, but because you arrived, as you were telling us, you arrived right as soon as the lockdown started and you've been here for over a year with, again, a lockdown. There's a lot of things you haven't been able to experience, but you were mentioning some little things that you cheered about being like, for example, we're taking a walk by the lake, those kind of things. So what would be the best thing of Toronto from your point of view? So let's start with Gunjan.
So my some of the best things about Toronto to me are the memes. I think there are some lot of creative people who create some amazing memes about life in Toronto. So I enjoy reading that. And, you know, just the lightheartedness of people. I think I believe that it's the people that make the places. And while we do have some friends and, you know, acquaintances from our life back, but I've also been able to connect with people who've been very generous with their time. And then I also follow, you know, like online accounts of streets of Toronto or, you know, people living in Toronto. And I really enjoy the way they have a lighthearted approach about, you know, any announcements from the government or the weather or, you know, things that you would only be able to relate to if you lived in the city, right? Like those culturally contextual things. And I think despite a hard year and despite a year, I mean, you know, it's actually very saddening that you live in such a beautiful city with a lake and so much of green, open door, outdoors and clean, fresh air. And then you're restricted, right? Like it's such a cognitive dissonance there. But people are taking it in their stride. I know it's been hard for many people, but at the same time, there are these elements of lighthearted humor that get circulated. And I just feel some warmth that comes from that.
That's a really good point. So Farhan, what about you?
Well, yeah, I would second Gunjan's thoughts. I think we love the cosmopolitan culture of Toronto. It embraces everyone. You know, it has this big heart for everybody who comes into Toronto. And that's what we like. So hopefully someday when the events start happening again, you know, we'll be able to explore them more. But until then, we explored the city on foot generally. You know, we used to take subway rides and go to places that were kind of, you know, quirky neighborhoods and so on with street art and murals and so on, and walk around and explore, you know, going into Corktown or, you know, Distillery District or, you know, you name it. There are tons of these pockets in and around Toronto. You can actually go and explore. You don't need to meet people. And this is beautiful. The whole experience is amazing. Read about them, explore online about the history of those neighborhoods, how they were formed, you know, and so on. That's been the kind of our sort of pastime in the last year. And I think that's been a much better learning for us than it would have been if we started working right away. We would never have had the chance to actually go and, you know, sit down and look at those beautiful art installations and read about them. Who made them? Why did they make them? What is the relevance of those things, etc.?
Yeah, you would be at the office instead of going out there. But no, I agree. I agree. I do that sometimes. I grab my camera and I just walk around and try to find something cool to shoot. But so the last question, I promise, is going to be the last one is, you got here, you get here during the pandemic. You already shared some advice for people who are suffering the same thing that everybody's suffering right now, not only here, but around the world. But for the people who might just be arriving or people are thinking about moving to Canada right now, what piece of advice would you give them?
My favorite piece of advice that I tell everybody, that if you're coming to Canada, go out and see Canada, see the city, see the country, see the neighborhood. You know, it's really a big country. Like I come from India. I mean, both of us come from India, which is a big country in itself. But it took us this trip to really understand how big Canada is and how diverse it is, you know, in terms of places, in terms of landscapes, in terms of culture. And, you know, even something as small as like, you know, how those wooden homes are made, right? It's all wooden homes, but different cities have a different style of building those homes. The gardens, you know, what people do to spend their time, their leisure. And I would say that this is the best way to embrace Canada. The best part is you don't have to go on expensive trips. You know, you just pack a bag, drive a car, if not, take a train or a bus and go to the neighboring city or, you know, neighboring province and see it. There is so much variety and so much diversity that it's really an interesting experience.
Yeah. Yeah. I think what you said about the size of the country, remember when I moved here from Mexico, like you want to go to another city in Mexico, you drive for like 30 minutes as soon as you leave Mexico City, because leaving Mexico City with the traffic is like 3 hours by itself. But then you drive 30 minutes and you arrive to another city. He was like, oh, yeah, you're going to get to Montreal. It's not too far. It's like 6 hour driving. Because I was like, what? But anyway, okay. So Farhan, so for you, the same question, what piece of advice would you give to newcomers or people that are thinking about moving here now?
I think Gunjan already talked about traveling and meeting people and exploring. So yeah, another piece of advice would be, you know, let it soak in, right? This is something that will grow on you. Take your time. There's no rush into just about finding a job right away or, you know, panicking about the situation. There's a life ahead of us as immigrants. We need to think about that. You know, it's a big move. You know, you're kind of unrooting your habitat and entering another, almost like going from one continent to another for most people. So it's going to be a change, a big change in our lives. And I think the more we embrace it and the more we go out and, you know, meet people and enjoy the experiences, the sweeter it's going to be for us. And like Gunjan said, it's always about the people, right? When you know people, it becomes home. You get friends and then your life is kind of on its track here. So don't be afraid to ask. People are very friendly. You know, they always are ready for a curbside chat. And that's what we found here, you know, most of the time. So go out, have fun, stay safe, everyone. Maintain the social distancing, but do not kind of be worried about exploring the country as long as you stay safe.
Yeah, I think this is really, really good advice.
I have one mini advice. Listen to all the episodes of Immigrants of Toronto. So that's a lot of learning even before you arrive.
Thank you. That's a really nice compliment. So Gunjan and Farhan, thank you very much for being here. I really enjoyed our conversation. And whoever is listening, if you want to continue listening to this type of interviews, please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever you listen to your favorite shows. And you can also follow podcast on social media, where I'm mostly active in LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook in that order. Gunjan and Farhan, if people who are listening right now want to get in touch with you, what would be the best way to do it?
I think LinkedIn is the best way. My LinkedIn account is Gunjan Kafil, and it's the most unique name in the world. There is no other Gunjan Kafil. So my first name and my last name on LinkedIn. Yeah.
What about you, Farhan?
Yeah, I'm also quite responsive on LinkedIn. I do not have other social media accounts, unfortunately. So my LinkedIn handle is Farhan Kafil. Feel free to reach out and we can talk more about the trip, you know?
I'm pretty sure people are going to reach out about it for sure. And whoever is listening, don't worry. I'm going to put the links, direct links to both Gunjan and Farhan's LinkedIn profile, so you don't have to listen and type at the same time. Gunjan, Farhan, thank you very much for being here. I really enjoyed our conversation.
Thanks for having us, Oscar.
Thank you so much, Oscar.
Thank you. And thanks everybody who's listening. I'm Oscar Sasena, and this is Immigrants of Toronto.